military supply.
Greetings, welcome friends to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the world of nutritional supplementation. My name is Ben Fuchs. I am your host and nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs. If you suspect that there are natural roads to your wellness and to your vitality and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, you have come to the right place. We're here every day on The Bright Side, 5 days a week, helping you understand how this crazy world of nutritional supplementation works. If you've got health challenges, if you've got questions about nutrition, if you've got questions about prescription drugs, we're here to help you out. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure and obesity and all kinds of skin issues, health challenges that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called miraculous, but what is in the world of the body and biology simply standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is always a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem miraculous to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than business as usual, the way the body works. If you have questions, if you've got comments, if you've got health challenges, if you want to get off your prescription drugs and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we welcome your phone calls at 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones that I take and the ones that I recommend, you can call Phyllis and Andy, or Nassim and Rachel, or Debbie and Vicky at 866-735-2470. 866-735-2470. You can also get to my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page, and somebody will get back to you. Maybe I'll get back to you and get you some information about the longevity products, as well as how you can make some money joining me in my mission to help educate the world about the power of nutritional supplementation, and specifically about the potency and effectiveness of the longevity line of nutritional supplements. All right, we're going to continue talking today about perimenopausal acne. Actually, we'll hopefully finish it up and cover the last of the 7 types of acne, which I consider to be the most interesting type. But first of all, at the end of yesterday's show, I promised I would talk about this whole idea of cysts and fibroids, and it keeps coming up, so I want to hit this one home. I want to put this one to bed, this whole idea of cysts and fibroids. Cysts and fibroids, whether they're ovarian cysts or fibroids in the breast, wherever they're appearing, skin tags, not exactly a cyst, but diabetics get these little growths on their skin. Whenever you see cysts or fibroids or skin tags, you want to think about out-of-control growth. Remember, we're always simplifying on the bright side. I talked to a listener yesterday, Chris from Texas, and he said to me that listening to the bright side has made him love chemistry. And I really appreciated that. I'll tell you why. The bright side is about taking a supposedly complicated subject matter, something that's supposedly overwhelming, biology, chemistry, physiology, biochemistry, taking all of these seemingly complicated subject matters and making them interesting, relevant, and most important, simple. It's like the body is really kind of common sense, yet this medical model is so ridiculously baroque and arcane and complicated, it makes most of us just throw up our arms and give up and say, you fix me, I can't handle it. It's like we literally bend over and say, do whatever you need to do, doctor, hospital, insurance company. I'm helpless. I'm an ignoramus. I can't figure it out. You're the boss. Well, the way I look at it, the body has some really easy to understand common sense aspects to it. It's sort of like when you hear some of these things, you're like the guy in the VA commercial hitting the side of his head going, oh yeah, that makes sense. It's like the human body is piping, and it's rivers, and it's delivery systems, and it's clogs, and it's things that are part of our everyday world, and it's really not that complicated, and obviously it's super important. So I thought it was really cool how this is starting to make sense to people, how it's actually starting to become fun. And one other thing here, let's give pharmacists some love. Yes, it's true that the profession of pharmacy and pharmacists are dispensing some pretty poisonous substances, but pharmacists know a lot about chemistry, and especially medicinal chemistry. Medicinal chemistry is the link between the outside and the inside from a chemical perspective. So pharmacists, because they study the medical effects of chemicals on people, understand lots of ways that chemicals interact with people. And that means herbs, that means drugs, that means skincare products, that means mouthwashes, and it especially means nutrition and food. Pharmacists are trained to understand the medicinal activity on the human body of food and nutrients. In fact, in the case of nutrients, we are specifically trained in the medicinal properties of vitamins and minerals and proteins and essential fatty acids and all of the things that we consider nutritional supplementation, how they interact with the body. We actually study diseases in pharmacy school as if they're nutritional deficiencies. Another thing about pharmacists, we're trained to tell the story. The pharmacist has a communication role to play. We are actually trained in pharmacy school to communicate complex information in a non-technical way. Not that you have to be a highly trained professional to understand this stuff. The human body may have a complicated aspect on the nanoscopic, on the microscopic, on the teeny tiny level, but health and wellness are pretty simple. There's this irony that we know more about the minutiae of the human body at the nano, tiny billionth of a meter level than we ever did, and we are just as sick, if not sicker, than we've ever been before. This is the irony that comes from focusing on the minutiae, on the atomic and molecular level, and missing the big picture strategy. No matter how complicated the body is, folks, health and wellness boil down to the triangle. That's the digestive system, the blood sugar insulin system, and the adrenal stress system. And another controversial point when it comes to health. I want everyone to recognize something. I think this is important, and it's something that we really do not talk enough about on this program and on other healthcare programs as well. What I never, ever want to have lost is the understanding that the physical dimension is just one part of the healing process. And as fascinating as chemistry is and biology and the whole physical part of our reality is, it's the end result of things that are going on mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. All disease starts off on the spiritual level, mental level, and emotional level, and shows up physically. By now, nobody should be in any doubt of the power of the mind and emotions and feelings. There are volumes and volumes and volumes of academic, peer-reviewed, scientific literature that corroborates faith healings and spontaneous remissions and heart attacks after loved ones are lost and hypnosis and surgery and the placebo effect. It's really not a controversy anymore that the mind and the emotions and the feelings have a huge role to play in health. In fact, I would say the main role to play in health, as important as nutritional supplementation is, you cannot underestimate the importance of the power of the mind and the power of feelings. It's like we have to own up to the fact that inside of us, there's this little hypnotist guy who's whispering things to us that aren't necessarily in our best interest. And that's our self-doubt, and that's our low self-esteem, and that's our childhood issues. There's actually an official branch of recognized medicine called psychoneuroimmunology, which is the connection that the psyche has, the emotions and the mental aspect of our lives have, with our nerves and our immune system. There was a study done, or there's an ongoing study done, it's continuously being done by Kaiser Permanente and a couple other medical organizations called the ACE study, the ACE study, which stands for the Adverse Childhood Experience Study, which is this investigation into the link between childhood issues and physical wellness or the lack thereof in later life. I want to go firmly on record saying we have to be mentally correct, emotionally healthy, and spiritually vital if we're going to give our physical bodies the power that it needs to achieve maximum God-given potential. But within the framework of working on ourselves on all these levels, thinking well, emotional, emoting constructively, feeling constructively, and having some kind of spiritual component active in our lives, there's a heck of a lot that we can do with good nutrition. A lot, a lot, a lot. When I say I've seen drug-free recoveries, folks, I mean it. You can do a heck of a lot of stuff using correct nutritional supplementation, dietary strategies. If you're going to reach your maximum potential, you have to absolutely understand this aspect, the spiritual component, the mental component, the emotional component, and understanding diet and nutrition. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We'll continue our discussion on cystic fibroids, actually, and then continue on premenstrual acne. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls as well. Our number is 866-582-9933. Don't go away. We got more good health.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners, you want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods, should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Got full lines, but when you hear somebody drop off, give us a shout at 866-582-9933. We're talking about cysts and fibroids. Before I jump into cysts and fibroids, there's one last thing I want to talk. I just want to mention this. I know I've been on a little bit of a rant today, but one last thing. If we are not getting better, we got to ask ourselves a serious question. We have to own up to a certain fact that maybe we don't really want to do what it takes to get better. Look, if you got high blood pressure, Why would you not start taking a little magnesium and a little potassium, both of which have been shown to have a tremendous impact on hypertension? I can't tell you how many people I talk to on a regular basis that complain about their health, but they just don't want to get on a supplement program. To me, I cannot understand why somebody would not jump in with both feet, just immerse themselves in this culture of nutritional supplementation. It can't be the cost, because the cost is just pennies a day. It can't be that we don't believe it, because the evidence is voluminous. There's huge amounts of literature that support the ideas of nutritional supplementation. Can it be that we just really don't care? Because I'm telling you, as a pharmacist, there are all kinds of nutritional, which is really biochemical and nutritional alternatives for us to take care of our health challenges. And in combination with working with this multi-level approach, the spiritual, mental, and emotional levels, no one needs to stay unwell, period. And that's the last I'm going to say that. I'm going to jump into cysts and fibroids. I know I've got a bunch of people on hold, and we'll get to all your phone calls. I promise you, Bob, Ramana, Robert, Diane, and Ron, we'll get to all your calls. I do want to talk about cysts and fibroids, because there seems to be a little bit of confusion on this. And remember, we want to simplify. We're simplifying health. We're simplifying wellness. We're simplifying all the challenges that we may face when it comes to cysts and fibroids. You want to think about growth. Growth that shouldn't be happening. And when growth that shouldn't be happening starts happening, there are three things you want to look at. Number one, insulin. Number two, estrogen. And number three, malabsorption of fats and fatty vitamins. Those are the three main reasons why things grow out of control, whether it's fibroids, whether it's cysts, whether it's skin tags, or whether it's tumors. And really, fibroids and cysts are kind of like a tumor in the sense that things are growing like a tumor's growing, like a baby's growing, really. And that's why estrogen and insulin are involved, because it's really the baby-making machinery that's kicking in. Fibroids and cysts occur after digestive problems and after lymphatic problems, period. Nobody gets fibroids and cysts without digestive issues that are somehow leaking into the lymph. In fact, I call it the digesto-lymph system. That's what we should be calling this thing, because the link between the digestive system and the lymphatic system is intimate and firm. They are connected. They're basically one system, the digesto-lymph system. So listen, folks. If you got fibroids or you got cysts, or if your wife has fibroids or your wife has ovarian cysts, don't let them take your organs out before you start to work on your digesto-lymph system, the digestive system and the lymphatic system. I've yet to see any case of fibroids or any case of cysts that does not involve some kind of digesto-lymph connection. Fibrous tissue appears in the uterus, it appears in the breast, it appears in areas that are highly sensitive to fluctuations of estrogen. And because there's such an intimate connection between insulin and estrogen, they're both growth hormones. So when insulin is high, estrogen will be affected. When estrogen's high, insulin will be affected. It's basically one hormone system. Just like you have the digestive system and the lymph system are one system, insulin and estrogen can actually be thought of as one hormone system. That's how tightly they're connected. So when estrogen gets messed up, your insulin will be messed up. That's why a woman's blood sugar goes crazy when she gets pregnant. There's actually something called gestational diabetes, which is the diabetes that a lot of women get when they're pregnant. Now, the estrogen system is very easy to mess up because it's extremely complicated, and it gets largely messed up through the digestive system. If you try to approach the estrogen system at the estrogen level, it is a nightmare because of there's so many interconnections between insulin and estrogen and insulin and progesterone and all the different kinds of insulin in the or estrogen in the body. You know, there's over 40 different estrogens, and in nature, there's hundreds of different estrogens. So to try to attack estrogen at the estrogen level is an absolute nightmare. It's playing with fire. But because estrogen largely gets messed up through the digestive system, through lack of intake of essential fatty acids or fat malabsorption problem, and it is in the fat system of the body, that's where you want to work when you have estrogen issues. And that could be PMS estrogen issues, that could be fibroids, that could be cysts, that could be perimenopausal acne, that could be perimenopausal issues of all kinds. Any time you have an estrogen issue, ladies, you want to focus on the digestive system. In fact, if you just start taking care of the digestive system, your insulin will probably fall into line. So you don't even have to worry about the insulin component. Focus on the estrogen component and focus on the estrogen component via digestion and fat absorption. What's really happening when you're having estrogen problems that are showing up as fibroids, for example, is your body thinks it's making a baby. Your fibroids or your cysts are baby-making machinery that's all messed up. Estrogen and insulin are critical players in the baby-making process. So when estrogen and insulin chemistry get messed up, things grow. So whenever you have a problem with fibroids and cysts, insulin and estrogen, it should be your focus, and job number one is the digestive system. So, fibroids and cysts, that means bone soup, that means veggie juices, that means raw foods, that means lots and lots of veggies, and maybe a few berries, and that means lots of essential fatty acids, omega-3 and omega-6. I would be getting on the ultimate EFA. If you have fibroids or cysts, ladies, I'd be getting on that ultimate EFA today. I'd be calling Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470 now. I wouldn't even wait to the end of the show. Get yourself on those omega-3 and omega-6 fats in the ultimate EFAs, and then get yourself on the probiotics and digestive enzymes too, the Biolumin Nightly Essence, the ultimate enzymes. Do smoothies, power smoothies, blend your protein with lecithin and eggs, and then it wouldn't hurt to get you on a good all-around nutritional supplement program as well. And then don't forget about fatty vitamins. Fatty vitamins are critical for all hormone issues. One of the neatest things about working this way, when you start to take in fatty vitamins and start to supplement with protein and make sure you're getting your essential fatty acids, one of the neatest things is that it will be so much easier to withstand the urges to eat the wrong foods. Once you start doing more protein, you will find it much easier to lay off of the fast-burning sugars, the fast-burning sweets, the soda pop, and the candies, and the cakes, and the breads, and the pastas, and the rice. We crave these fast-burning foods, folks, because we're not eating correctly, largely around protein. So once you start supplementing with protein and supplementing with essential fatty acids and supplementing with your fatty vitamins, vitamins D, E, A, and K, and correcting your digestive issues with digestive enzymes and with probiotics like the Biolumin Nightly Essence and the Ultimate Enzymes, not only will you be able to lay off of the crappy foods, but you'll find your hormones stabilizing as well. You'll be able to get rid of your fibroids. You'll be able to get rid of your cysts as well. Fibroids and cysts, bottom line, represent growth fueled by estrogen and insulin. How do you treat it? Like so many other things, digestively. No drugs, no doctors, no hospitals, no surgeries, no insurance companies. Treat it digestively, treat it using nutritional supplementation, changing the way we eat, concentrating on fat absorption, using a combination of essential fatty acids, fatty vitamins, and all the fat-absorbing nutrients we talk about on this program all the time, and your fibroids and cysts can disappear like so many other health challenges. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, get to my website, brightsideben.com. Or give Phyllis and Andy a call at 866-735-2470. We'll come back with your phone calls right after this. Don't go away.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick-fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Our number today is 866-582-9933. Without further ado, let's take our first phone call. Bob in Connecticut, what do you got for us today?
Hi, Ben. I just wanted to compliment you about a recommendation made regarding the treatment of schizophrenics. I have a young fellow I've known for a long period of time, and very, very intelligent. And he had been diagnosed as being schizophrenic. I don't know if it's PTSD or schizophrenia or whatever, but the psychiatrists say schizophrenia. And the first thing we want to do is they had him in institutions. He's been in and out of institutions. They've been given these psychotropics, and he right. read a book called Toxic Psychiatry. Yeah. And as I say, very intelligent. And he's always complaining about how it numbs his brain and this and that, and he has heart problems when this happens and so on and so forth. So I became his medical conservator, and we got him out of there, out of the...
You became his medic? Say that again, his medical what? I don't know what that means.
I'm saying, well, he was diagnosed, his diagnosis was being a schizophrenic.
But you said you became his medical...
As medical conservator. In other words, at a point in time, I would be able to basically tell the institutions whether he could be medicated or not medicated or whatever have you.
Got it.
So we finally got him out of... he'd been bouncing in and out of these institutions for a period of time. And what I'd noticed, I let him stay here for a while when we got him out at my place, and I noticed he would not sleep very much. He'd be drinking coffee till 4 o'clock in the morning. He'd get up, and even when, he was off the medications, and he'd say hi to him in the morning, he'd kind of growl at you, and he'd always try to pick you a little fight with you. And if he gets a girlfriend and things don't go just right, he's off trying to commit suicide and so on and so forth. And so they were continuously putting him on the psychotropics, and what I noticed was it was just dumbing him down.
Right.
And he says that it shrinks the frontal lobes based on his readings and so on.
Right.
So anyway, I've been thinking about the idea of naturopathic stuff on a lot of things. I actually tell people to practice what I preach, not what I practice, unfortunately.
That's fine.
But I'm getting...
That's fine.
But anyway, the main point here being, I did read an article that you were talking about with respect to the treatment of psychological disorders, and you talked about replacing these psychotropic serotonin reuptake inhibitors with natural precursors for the production.
What did you use? 5-HTP, niacin?
Yes, we did use all those things you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
The vitamin B and so on and so forth.
And what'd you find?
Well, what happened was, basically he was about to go back into an institution again. So what we did was he ordered this stuff, and he started taking it. And I noticed that now, rather than getting 3 or 4 hours of sleep, he sleeps like 9 hours. And, instead of getting up, and his the heart problems he's been having have disappeared.
Wow.
He's only about 30.
How about the schizophrenic stuff?
Absolutely. The guy, before that, he was always on edge, even when he was, if you want to, in quotes, okay. He was always trying to pick a little argument, and you had to kind of get away from him and think, okay, you go your way and I'll go mine. Right now, he's just the coolest guy I've ever seen in my life.
Dude, is so cool. That is so
really
cool,
is.
Bob.
I wanted to call you for that because I think that's
awesome.
Amazing.
I appreciate that, Bob. Thanks.
Okay.
God bless you, man. God bless. That's awesome news. I remember about a few years ago, I used to go get a juice every morning at the health food store, and there was this guy, his name was Greg, and he was a schizophrenic, and he was just a friendly guy, but he was a little off, and Greg and I would kind of chat a little bit, and one day I told Greg that I was into nutrition, and he looks at me, he goes, he had this funny schizophrenic voice, he goes, "I want to get off the medicine, Ben, but they just make me take the medicine." So Greg always had a huge 32-ounce cup of soda that he would drink, Coke that he would drink. And I said, "Okay, Greg, you really want to get off the medicine?"
"Yeah, I want to get off the medicine, Ben."
He had this kind of funny voice. And I said, "All right, let's go over here to the salad bar." And I started picking some stuff out for him. And I picked all the protein foods and the fatty vegetables and made him a nice big salad. It cost about $4, $5 or something. And this was a few years ago. And I gave him the salad. He starts eating the salad. And every day, I would come in and get a juice, and Greg would be waiting for me, and I'd get him a salad. And long story short, at the end of about 4 or 5 days, he's not drinking his Coke anymore. And at the end of 2 weeks of salad, 8 or 9 days of salads, he's not off his medicine. He's not taking his schizophrenic medicine anymore, and he's talking normally. And he's having normal conversations with me, and I was completely blown away. This was as I was starting to understand the power of nutrition. And it turns out Greg ended up bailing on his salad regimen and went back to the Coca-Cola. But I saw right then and there what happens when people start to take in good nutrition, especially when they are affected by mental disorders. And let me tell you something, folks. I have worked in psychiatric hospitals as a psychiatric pharmacist. And one of the most scary and stunning things about psychiatric medicine is nobody knows anything about it. Doctors don't know anything about it. Drug companies don't know anything about it. We're just playing around. It's like a big game of trying to figure out this puzzle to mask symptoms with different psychiatric meds. We would go in as a pharmacist, I'd go in with the psychiatric nurses and the doctors at the psychiatric hospital, and we would just kind of play around with different medicines and different protocols. Well, let's try upping the Stelazine here and dropping the Haldol there and giving a little more Thorazine here. And now they have these super high-powered pharmaceuticals, folks. Let me tell you something. If you have depression or schizophrenia or bipolar disorders, there isn't a single drug on planet Earth that can help you with your psychiatric problems, save for masking some of the symptoms by, like Bob says, dumbing you down. And I wonder how much of what we control, what we consider to be mental disorders and psychiatric diseases are nothing more than nutritional deficiencies. I encourage you, I can't say this with more intensity and more passion. If you or anybody you know has any kind of psychiatric disorder, whether it's bipolar disorder or depression or, God forbid, schizophrenia, please, you owe it to yourself, you owe it to your friends, you owe it to your loved ones to at least try a nutritional protocol, to at least try to lower the amount of sugars that you're eating, to at least try to get on niacin, the B-complex, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, whatever it is, to at least try some kind of nutritional protocol, and chances are you're going to be very pleasantly surprised. Thank you so much for calling from Connecticut, Bob. Really appreciate that. All right, let's go to back to the phones here. Ramana, what's going on?
Hello.
Hello, Ramana. Do you know who Ramana? Do you know who Ramana Maharshi was?
No.
Ramana Maharshi was this really cool Indian saint guru from the early 1900s. Anyway, what's going on, Ramana?
Yes, I'm calling because I was told that I have hypothyroidism. My hair is graying, not only on my head, but also on my pubic area.
How old are you, Ramana?
I have white spots. I'm only 34.
That's not good, Ramana. But you know what the good news is? Have you heard me talk on this program before? Have you listened to the radio show?
Yes.
Okay, well, here's the deal, Ramana. You're definitely not at a good place, but the good news is, the bright side is, the body can turn on a dime if you're willing to turn on a dime. Are you willing to turn on a dime? Are you willing to make some changes, Ramana?
Yeah.
Because everything you're talking about is real easy to turn around. What you're experiencing is the body slowing down. Your body is basically shutting down. So what we got to do is figure out how to turn it around, how to turn the ignition back on, to put your foot on the gas, so to speak, of your chemistry. So here's a few. There's the music. I've got a few ideas for you, but guaranteed 100%, you can start to feel better right now. You can start to feel better today if you start to incorporate some of these ideas that I'm going to give you when we come back. Stick with us, Ramana, and hold, stay there because we'll get back to everybody. I'll try to get everybody in today. Do have a couple lines open at 866-582-9933. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
Hi, it's MZ with an important message for you. Longevity vitamin supplements work. Listen to Alex Jones.
6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins. They're in a liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. Try it. Ted had a knee so bad he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they got gone. Now, when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. But, I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the, things you've never tasted before. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Remember that web address. To buy Beyond Tangy Tangerine at wholesale prices or to join our Alex Jones business team, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Got a letter from Patrick, says he's been taking magnesium, zinc, chromium, a little copper for 2 months, spirulina, vitamin B, reduced his carbohydrates, no pasta, no rice. Still, his blood pressure is high unless he's taking amlodipine. I don't know what that is. You have to tell me what the brand name on that one is, because that doesn't sound familiar to me. 10 milligrams. So I'm not sure how that one's working. I'll have to check that one out. But Patrick, a couple things. First of all, when you write me back, and I hope you'll write me back, tell me how much magnesium you're taking. That's the most important. I don't see you're taking any potassium. And I don't know what kind of vitamin B you're taking, but the most important B complex, the most important B vitamin of the B complex for blood pressure is niacin, and you can take high doses of niacin. In fact, niacin is so effective for lowering blood pressure that sometimes people will experience the niacin flush, which is when your blood vessels open up real wide, and of course that's going to lower your blood pressure. So you may want to take some extra niacin. Get on the time release niacin. I like this product called Nicobid, and you have to get that at the pharmacy, usually kept in the back. It's a high dose of timed release niacin. So you might want to try that. Thanks for writing, Patrick. And Ramona, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Ramona? Okay, Ramona. Yes. So your body's slowing down is the problem. Hypothyroidism, white spots, graying hair, all of those are signs that your body is actually starting to go into the aging process. So here's what you need to do. First of all, I can't imagine that you don't have any digestive things going on. It would be very unlikely for you not to. Thyroid hormone is actually activated through the digestive system. So you want to make sure that you're clearing up any digestive symptomology. That means keeping a notebook, writing down every time you have a symptom and writing down the food that you ate 2, 3, 4, 5 hours before and eliminating those foods. Secondly, get yourself on a good probiotic supplement. I like the Biolumin Nightly Essence. Make sure you're on iodine, 12.5 milligrams a day. There's a product called Iodorol. You have to get that at a chiropractor's office or off of the internet. That's spelled Iodorol. And some, I get that mixed up whether it's OL or AL, but I'm pretty sure it's OL. Iodorol, 12.5 milligrams a day. And then you want to be on high concentrations of the B complex. And the best way to get your B complex is in liquid fashion. In fact, I would get on that Beyond Tangy Tangerine as soon as possible. The Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470, or you can order it off my website, brightsideben.com, and you want to be drinking it all day long. In fact, that alone will make a huge difference. You probably have low energy as well. By the way, the white spots, have you ever heard of something called vitiligo, Ramona?
Yeah.
Did you ever hear? Does it look like it's vitiligo?
It's real tiny, real little tiny spots. I was told by a health practitioner that it's a sign of malnourishment that my body is feeling.
Well, yeah, this is, I don't know necessarily about malnourishment, but it's a sign that you're not getting the nutrients that you need, we'll put it that way. So you definitely want to make sure that you're correcting the digestive symptoms, get on the probiotics. You want to make sure you're getting high doses as much as you can of the B-complex. Make sure you're getting 12.5 milligrams of iodine a day. And then there's a lot of other stuff, too. I don't want you to think this is all you need to do. But you also want to get on a good fat supplement and fat digestion protocol. In fact, Ramona, there's so many things here going on, sweetheart. Why don't you do this? Send me an email, ben@ksco.com. Put your phone number in there and give me a few days to get back to you, and we'll talk on the phone, okay? Because there's a lot of other things that you need to do. Ben, that's my name, B-E-N, at K as in King, S as in Sam, C as in Charlie, O is an Oscar, KSCO.com, all right? And I'm way behind on my email, so give me a few days to get back to you, but we'll talk on the phone. Okay, sweetheart?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless, Ramona. Thanks for calling. All right, real quick, let's see, Ron in Mississippi. What's going on?
Ron? Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I have a friend in Israel that she's having problems with sweat, even when she was in the cold, she was in Turkey, Ankara, and it was really cold, and she was having.
She's still sweating
problems.
A lot.
Yep.
You want to treat
digestion problems.
Well, here's the thing on sweat. When you, it's called technically they call that hyperhidresis, and this is true for anybody who's sweating a lot out there. Your body is one of the reasons that your body sweats is because it's trying to get rid of things, especially toxins through the digestive system. So when the digestive clearance is somehow overloaded, that you're not clearing things out through the digestive system because there's too much stuff going on, you're going to find that you're sweating a lot. So two things, and there's another thing, too, I'll tell you in a second. But first of all, you've got to eliminate the digestive toxicity. And the way you do that is by eliminating the foods that are a problem. And I know I say this over and over and over again, but repetition is reinforcement. You got to have her write down every time she has some kind of digestive symptom, and then what did she eat 2, 3, 4 hours before, and keep a little list going in a notebook, and notice every time you have notice the trend, notice the patterns, and you'll notice, well, gosh, every time I have bread, this happens. Every time I have eggs, this happens. Every time I have cereal, this happens. And those are foods that need to be avoided. Israelis have eat lots of dairy. That's a big food in Israel, and they have, in fact, I think per capita they consume more dairy than any other country in the world. So you have to – dairy is a big, big digestive problem. So you may need to have her eliminate all the dairy kinds of foods, milk, cheese, all that stuff.
Yes,
breads, pastas.
Yeah.
Were you going to say something? Let me just say one last thing, okay? Sometimes when the adrenal glands, which are your stress glands, are kicking in, you'll sweat a lot also. So this could be due to the digestive stress, or it could be due just to the stress of being alive. So especially in Israel with all the stress, all the stuff that's going on over there. So you may need to work with the adrenal glands, with strengthening the adrenal glands, zinc, the B-complex, vitamin C, all your adrenal nutrients, and then the digestive system too. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ron.
And Beyond Tangy Tangerine and EFAs.
Be awesome. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine.
Yeah, she loses weight. When she visited her mother in Ankara, Turkey, she gained weight, and when she went back, she started losing weight. So I was concerned that with those two products she might lose weight too. So
she's not going to lose any weight that she doesn't need to lose. I mean, she's not going to get emaciated. She may lose some body fat, but she's not going
to
lose muscle.
Tell her
she's
to eat eggs and
see
and
how she does. She
in the morning.
A big problem. That's a bad sign right there, because that'll throw off her blood sugar the rest of
all that. Yeah.
All of that. And eating pasta. Thanks for calling, by the way, Ron. Appreciate it. Good luck with your friend in Israel. One of the big problems with eating these with breads and cereals, and it sounds like she's eating pasta, that's one of the worst. First thing in the morning is you throw off your insulin system for the rest of the day. Now you're on this blood sugar roller coaster where your insulin goes down and you eat more sugar and your insulin comes up and then you pulls your sugar out and you eat more sugar and then your insulin goes up and it's just a big mess. So one of the most powerful strategies that you can employ if you want to control your blood sugar is not to eat breakfast. I know that's heresy. Everybody says make sure you eat breakfast. But you'll find that if you're not eating breakfast and you're just doing some protein maybe in the morning, I do a protein supplement first thing when I come home from the gym. I do a protein supplement, and that's my breakfast. If you just eliminated breakfast and just did supplements and protein and essential fatty acids, that will set you on the right course for the rest of the day for eating less. Try it, folks. You try this. Tomorrow morning, don't eat breakfast, and you will notice that you're eating less throughout the day. So this idea that breakfast is the most important meal, I'm not buying it. Every study I've ever seen on people who don't eat breakfast, we find that you eat less during the day if you don't eat breakfast. You eat more during the day if you do. And it's because of the effects that breakfast has, the typical breakfast has on blood sugar. If you're going to eat breakfast, make sure it's high protein, high essential fatty acids, and as little refined carbohydrates as possible. Okay, real quick, Diane, what's going on?
I've been having foot pain. She went to a podiatrist. She found out she needs orthotics, and in the meantime, I found out I do too. Is there anything nutritionally that can be done there?
You know, if you're considering bone, if it has something to do with the bone structure, and the feet are so complicated, all the bones in the feet are so complicated, the bones and the muscle, that you can't really, I can't really tell you I know a lot about how that whole thing is put together. However, I will tell you that inflammation can really cause problems with the feet, and it can cause problems with how people walk, and that can lead to foot issues that may force you to go into orthotics. So I would be looking at it as an inflammatory issue and also perhaps as a bone structure issue. All the bone things, protein, essential fatty acids, and this is something that's missed when it comes to bone health, by the way, folks. Essential fatty acids are key to protein production. Anytime protein, and bone is protein, anytime protein is not being produced like you want it to, you want to think about EFAs. You know, we'll talk about that on Monday because that is an important subject. All right, that's it. That's all we have time for today. Thanks so much to all our callers, all our listeners. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Remember, my friends, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have a wonderful, beautiful day. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We will talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.